Welcome to Preston's Super Show, the best betting guide in the planet for this week is here. First up, we're talking about the NBA pick of the week. The Chicago Bulls, 31-33 on the season. This is the time of year the Chicago Bulls start to surge, or at least wake up. The Bulls are 2 games below 500. To state the obvious, where I appreciate the Chicago Bulls this week is the over at the total. They're 34-29-1 at cashing the over. That equates to a 54% rate winning with a positive plus or minus of 2.7. They are the 5th best team in the NBA at cashing overs. They have a gauntlet this week to run, where they host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at 7 p.m. for Monday Night Basketball. Then the Bulls travel to Indiana and face the Pacers on Wednesday. Then back home to host the Los Angeles Clippers on Thursday and Washington Wizards on Saturday. I will mention they play the Portland Trail Blazers at home next Monday when I release my new guide. Keep in mind, the Chicago Bulls also have a winning record against the spread. This week is about what your stomach can handle. A team with two good centers can compete at any time. People forget that, but because it's a lost art in basketball, this is something you have to remember. This Bulls team would look a lot different if all their pieces were healthy. It's true for a lot of teams this season, but none truer than the Chicago Bulls this season. And I'm moving on to the MLB pick of the week, where I'm going to slide in an MLB team for you to watch leading up to the beginning of the regular season for the MLB. And I want you to keep your eyes on this team, the Baltimore Orioles, who are 14-4. They took a loss today to the Yankees in a very close game. Third best ERA, earned run average, through 18 games of the 2024 spring training, with a 3.58 earned run average. That is awesome. Third best through spring training when everybody's out there trying to hit a dinger. Team rankings has the Baltimore Orioles projected to finish as the fifth best team of the season. They retooled their bullpen, which was a huge problem down the stretch. They went out and made sure they added depth, and a little relief goes a long way in baseball. Today, the Orioles had Turan pitch against the Yankees, who are projected to be the third best team overall. The Orioles have Corbin Burns, Craig Kimbrell, and Zimmerman, to name a few studs, in the top 5 teams, 3 of which are from the American League. It's nuts, the talent disparity here at the top of the food chain, with 7 of the top 10 teams representing the American League in projections. The Baltimore Orioles have a good offense, and that is why I'm keeping an eye on this team leading up to the 2024 MLB regular season. It's an added reason why. The Orioles host the Rays tomorrow on Tuesday, the Atlanta Braves on Wednesday. They face the Pittsburgh Pirates on Thursday, at the Rays on Friday, back home for the Red Sox on Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday where they split it up against the Braves and Tigers. So you're going to see a lot of different people playing for this team over the course of this week. It's a really, honestly, it's the best team I could give out for baseball right now. A lot of people say the Dodgers. My early prediction for the World Series is the Dodgers versus the Baltimore Orioles. That's my early prediction. I think the Seattle Mariners are going to come play a little bit of a spoiler. I think the Braves are a little bit overrated. I think the Yankees are right where they should be, about third. I think pitching at the end of the year is what will either propel them forward to the World Series or hinder them, you know. So we'll see. But we're going to the NHL pick of the week. We ain't worried about that. The Philadelphia Flyers are my NHL pick of the week. This is a team I haven't shown a lot of love to. I'm going to show some love to the Philadelphia Flyers this week under, all the circumstances, you know, with all the sports going, with everything starting to heat up. You know, you even got spring football coming around the corner. It's a lot. So this is a team, you know, that I'm continuing to keep an eye on. This is the team you really want to have, you know, something, some type of secret sauce for. So that's what I'm providing you today for the Philadelphia Flyers. I'm going to give you the secret sauce for this team. So they're tied for being the best against the spread with the Montreal Canadiens. Here's the big difference is they are above 500 overall. And outside of that, I love a team who wins more than they lose at home. And you have a huge sample size, you know, at this point in the year. So the Philadelphia Flyers do just that. They have a 16-13 home record, much better than the Canadiens. But the secret sauce to this team, really what I'm getting at, the angle I am looking at this team from is when they hit the road, they are 26-6 against the spread on the road, and it's just bewildering. So they host the San Jose Sharks on Tuesday and host the Maple Leafs on Thursday, but then comes where they have to travel very, you know, as rested as you could be at this point. And they're going to Boston, tough Bruins team, but beatable. And not only are they beatable, you have the odds in your favor, right? You have all the data and the info and the insight all in your favor here for when they make that trip, you know, barring any major setbacks. But, you know, this looks like, you know, one you could circle on the calendar for Saturday this week. I really like that game specifically. But San Jose is so abysmal that it is a great opportunity. I think I seen it at -1.5 puck line. I love that at -120 tonight for the Philadelphia Flyers, and we step on as all great men and women do. And what we have to do today, folks, is just continue to be good to each other. So thank you for listening to Preston Super Show. Ladies and gentlemen, just like the hands of time, I'm turning it over to you. Good night and God bless. Palms 37.4 KJV. Make sure to check out my new book, Smoke on the Cruise.